This call may be...
Hello?
Hey.
Did you hear what I was saying to you?
Did I hear what?
Did you hear what I was saying to you?
I think so. The line was dead for a long time.
What?
I think so. Then the line went blank for a long time.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
What did you think I was saying to you?
You're saying that you don't want me to have any distortions about my ability to see the kids and that you want me to have them as long as they don't spend money or expose them to other people.
No, I didn't say I want you to have them.
Okay.
I said I don't want you. I don't want you to imagine that the amount of time you see your kids has anything to do with anybody's decision in the entire universe besides your own decision. That's always been the case.
Well,
so,
you and I have about that, and I don't really want to argue about it.
Yeah, but you're trying to do it right now. You're trying to take the whole thing and throw it back in my lap so that no matter what happens, it's what you did what Aaron told you to.
I thought you just said that you're not telling me to see the kids. So I don't know.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not a controlling wife. I don't control the amount of time that you spend with your children. I never have. You have to have a wild imagination to think that that's something that I've ever been in control of. Not appropriate for you to put that off on me. The amount of time you spend with them is a function of the decisions that you have made. Okay.
Hi.
Okay. And it would be very appropriate and very honoring if you would use our family wizard calendar feature.
And what is the purpose of that, exactly?
To make me feel comfortable and confident that there's clarity in planning and that you recognize that making commitments to be somewhere at a certain time is something that people should be able to expect you to follow through on.
I don't think the Power Family Wizard contributes to that in any way. And
because you never use the calendar feature, except the day that...
It's not court order to use the calendar feature, and calendars have existed for literally thousands of years. So when I text you, can I see my kids tomorrow at 2 p.m., like, that is also a calendar. The fascination
I don't
with our family
talking
wizard.
To me right now. It's not a fascination. I'm telling you it's something that would honor me. I'm not telling you I have a fascination. I'm telling you that there's something that you have an opportunity to do to show love to me and give me security. That you're not selfish and give me security that you care about how I feel.
Okay.
What do you want to have? But I'm just really hurt that you would take something that I want to do good for my children and good for me and good for the health of our family and good for...
I don't see it that way. I see it as, like, divorce planning without any real...
But how is that? How is that divorce planning but recording our phone conversations is not? I don't understand.
I feel like this entire
wanting...
conversation is you reading your opinion into a recorded transcribed line so that you can recall it later. This is something that we've already talked about and already know that we disagree.
I'm Dustin, I am not on any of this. It has been months since I had any thought that we're going to have something happen in court. I thought I had your full assurance that that's never going to happen. Have you changed your feelings about that?
No.
Huh?
I haven't changed my feelings about it, but I can't. There's no
but
other rational reason to need a court app when we're not subject to a court order to deal with cleaning and visitation with our children. It was a week ago that you asked me to come over and do a project at your house, and that was
I did not. Why are you lying? That's a lie.
Whenever it was.
That's a lie. That's a lie. You said that you had to come over to get a tool. I hadn't been expecting you to bring your trailer. But you're lying about me and saying that I invited you over. Please don't do that.
I probably got that detail wrong, but I don't see that as germane to the point, which is that we can agree on our location without a court app. The only purpose of a court app is to have some access to the legal system.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with the legal system, Dustin. It just creates a record that we both have equal access to, that we can be confident reflects the communication that occurred. It's no different than your phone system, which I don't understand this whole court obsession with you. Are you thinking that you might go to court with me? Because you also told me today that was the reason you wouldn't let me see the papers you were shredding, which just boggles my mind because your behaviors are so paranoid and consistent with what you're saying out loud, which is that if it came to it, you would settle and not dispute it. And if you've changed your plans, I deserve to know that because I'm 100% every... Yes, I'm 100% every day of my life making dozens and dozens and dozens of decisions in my communication with you, in my planning, in my finances, all of everything I do in my whole life every day is trusting in this idea that we're going to settle if I need to divorce you. But over and over and over and over and over, you tell me you're taking these actions out of fear that something's going to get presented as evidence. And I'm not thinking that way at all. And you keep thinking that I'm doing things because I'm wanting to get evidence or create evidence. And I'm not. I am thinking about our settlement. And I am thinking about trying to stay married. I'm thinking about trying to stay married to you, and I'm trying really hard, and I'm thinking about trying to divorce you, which I have full assurance is not going to go to trial based on what you've told me.
Okay.
Since I'm acting in good faith based on that, you need to behave as though there's not going to be a trial. And you need to trust that I am behaving as though there is not going to be a trial.
Okay.
But you told me that you didn't want me to have papers because you were scared they were going to get submitted as evidence and waste time and money on it. That doesn't make sense. There's not going
to
be a trial. What are you talking about? That makes no sense.
Good.
So why are you behaving like you need to withhold things from me that I can use as evidence when there's not going to be a trial to present evidence at? I don't get it.
You can't use that as evidence because it doesn't have any information.
I know. You're the one who said that today. And I'm the one who said I can't use that as evidence. What are you talking about? It has no accurate information. And you're like, yeah, but that wouldn't stop you from trying and saying.
I'm not interested in arguing.
I know, but... But you told me today specifically, you told me specifically that you instinctively withheld it from me because you were scared I was going to try to use it as evidence.
I have no interest in arguing with you anymore.
I know, but it makes no sense if we're not going to trial. Do you foresee a scenario in which we might go to trial?
I don't know. I hope not. I can't do it.
But you promised. Like, I've been operating for months with a promise from you that that's not going to happen. And now you're telling me that was all a smokescreen and you might take me to court anyways. I don't get it. How could you do this to me?